And we're going to journalist Tommy Walker in Bangkok now, where a 30-storey skyscraper that was under construction has collapsed. And this is following an earthquake. Police say 43 people are trapped. Tommy Walker, fill us in on what's been happening.
Yeah, so this morning an earthquake hit Myanmar, which is neighbouring Thailand in Southeast Asia. The initial reports, it was a 7.7 magnitude. Now the Thai authorities are saying it was an 8.2. The tremors, the aftershocks have hit Bangkok. This building in a place called Bang Su in near Chatuchak Market. It's a popular place in Bangkok. This construction building came crashing down. The initial reports initially was 43 people unaccounted for. They're now saying it's 67 people. So right now, I'm outside my apartment building myself. I was in bed after a long night of travel, and I was swayed out of my bed, thinking I was in a swimming pool. People were evacuated, ceilings were cracking, and it's really, really put Bangkok into shock.
And not just Bangkok, but the force of this earthquake seems, tremors were felt as far away as China's Yunnan province. So the scale of the damage done may likely rise in the next couple of hours.
Absolutely. We're just remaining to be seen. I've been seeing reports of people feeling it in Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. So, yeah, we're just going to have to wait to be seen to see how much of an impact it's had. But here in Bangkok, it's almost a little bit unprecedented. I mean, I've spoken to local Thais who said, in all my time living here, you know, been here, I've never felt an earthquake like this. And people are questioning, why has Bangkok had an earthquake? So real shock here. The Thai government has put Bangkok in a state of emergency. I believe inbound flights have been temporarily halted. So there's no fly zone, basically. So, yeah, it's an updating situation and people are in shock at the moment and just waiting to get back into buildings to see if it's safe enough to continue with the day.
Well, we hope you stay safe and thank you for joining us with those details this morning. That's journalist Tommy Walker in Bangkok.